Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Captain Kelly Durant with the Salvation Army Winchester Corps. Welcome to the show, Captain Durant. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
The Salvation Army, of course, is an organization most are familiar with, but in case some aren't, please share what the mission is and what you do locally.
The Salvation Army was founded in the year 1919 here in Winchester. That's almost 100 years ago. It started in England in 1865, and its mission is to serve other people without discrimination in God's name and helping the most needy of every society we work in. And we work in 130 countries.
Well, how about locally? How much need is there?
Oh, there's a tremendous need. I've investigated statistics. They say that now there's 60% of the children that go to school are below poverty level. And so the need has increased from a decade ago, which was 40% at that time. And families with children are struggling. And those are the ones we want to help.
Christmas assistance applications were recently accepted. A lot of people needing help this year?
Yeah, that's right. We signed up around 400 families, and we hope to help them with food boxes. That's why we're asking for donations of food and toys. There's 800 to 1,000 children to get donors to help us out to supply toys for all those families, because these children would not have anything for Christmas unless we, from our generosity, help them. Either call us and get information, or just come by our location at 300 Fort Collier Road. Phone number is 540-662-4777. All week long, we have a food pantry that we serve others with, and it's very amazing that we're able to serve thousands of people here in the local area.
I'm Robert Allen talking with Kelly Durant with the Salvation Army Winchester. Well, let's talk turkey. The annual frozen turkey drive is underway. You're collecting for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. How many do you need for each holiday?
Well, we need 400 for Christmas because we're going to make a big food box. And we need 100 for Thanksgiving because we're going to cook all of those turkeys. We're going to work together in community with other local organizations, and we're going to cook those turkeys and bring them to serve to hundreds of people that come in just for a meal because their income doesn't allow them to buy those things.
Where should people bring a turkey if they want to drop one by?
It would be good if they can come by our shelter and even take a tour. It's at 300 Fort Collier Road.
Well, what's the deadline to donate frozen birds?
Now we need them before the 15th. We need at least 100 before the 15th for Thanksgiving. But anyone can bring more after that because we distribute for Christmas. We'll distribute the 20th. So we need them before December 20th also.
The Red Kettle campaign is well known. That's a holiday tradition. When will activities be occurring this year?
Yes, we're starting off really wonderful this year, the 16th of November in the Apple Blossom Hall at 1 o'clock. And we expect to have a great crowd. We're going to have a Salvation Army band play. It's going to be a great time to start the season.
How many locations will you be collecting at this year?
Approximately 20 all around the city, at all the different Shop and Save, and of course all in the mall, all the different stores.
Is it difficult to find spots to place the kettles each season?
Well, we have national agreements, so when we are at a location, because their corporate likes how we help others, and we're very thankful to them for allowing us to be in front of their location.
Well, I know volunteers are needed to run those kettles. You accept individuals, but also groups. What's the time commitment to help ring a bell and stand by a kettle?
Well, usually a person donates 4 to 8 hours of their time. Many people donate one day. Some people donate several days. It's according to what they're able to do. We accept any and all individuals that want to help us out. We have a lot of local Kiwanis groups and a lot of people that are looking for community hours, which we can write letters for their schools and jobs. All volunteers are welcome, put it that way.
Well, how do people sign up if they want to help out during the kettle campaign?
Well, they really should just fill out a form here at our location at 300 Fort Collier Road, and or contact us at 540-662-4777.
Well, please explain why it's costly if you don't have enough volunteers come forward.
Well, we do hire a few people because we have to get the job done, and then of course when we do that, that takes away from our overall income, and so we do our best to get as much donated income so we can use that to support our homeless shelter and our food pantry and all of the many things that we do.
Well, a lot of people no longer carry cash, and I know they wish they had some on them when they pass by a kettle when they're out shopping. Can you give online?
Yes, you can. And also, we encourage people, if they call us here at the office, they can also donate direct here in Winchester, and most people prefer to donate locally. So there's many ways to give.
Will we eventually see card swipes by the kettles?
Yes, we already have some of those in some locations. It becomes an issue of we have to pay, you know, a service to use them, and so we don't have too many of them. But yes, we will be using them.
Well, I'm Robert Allen speaking with Kelly Durant of the Salvation Army Winchester. Proceeds from the Red Kettle, that supports you guys year-round, doesn't it?
That's correct. You know, our homeless shelter here, if you multiply the amount of beds that we have by the days of the year, we have around 17,000 people served. That's nights that they sleep in our shelter.
Well, you've also got a thrift store on Weems Lane in Winchester. That's a pretty nice-sized facility, isn't it?
Good, and it's more and more beautiful all the time. We'd love for people to come out and check out. We have Christmas items, household items, Rubbermaid items. Everything is very cheap, and all of those proceeds go to help us also with our shelter. Plus, our food pantry serves more than 40,000 boxes per year, so we really need the support of everyone.
Well, we talked about volunteering with the kettle drive. That's important. But how about year-round? You've got that the shelter. You got that food pantry. Do you have need for volunteers year-round?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of community events. We also have after-school activities for kids. We have summer camps, men's clubs, women's clubs, music classes, and church services on Sunday, too. So all year round, we have a need for people, even if they can't make it for this season.
Like you said before, you can come on by the headquarters there at Fort Collier Road and find out more information, take a tour, and see what you guys are all about.
Yeah, that's right. We welcome everyone just to come by because it's going to be almost 100 years. We're here in Winchester, and we want everyone to know all of the good things that happen.
Let's talk a little bit about you personally. How long have you been with the Winchester Corps?
Well, I arrived in July because, you know, they move us around. We are commissioned, and I was very happy to come to this community. I looked it up online, and I thought, oh, people here are friendly. I like it.
Well, tell us about your co-director and your better half.
Oh, my wife, Regina. She's from Bolivia. We married 39 years ago, and she's an amazing help. She's very active with women and children and, you know, all of the toys and food and all activities. She's got a very sweet personality, so I'd love for you to meet her.
Well, how long have you been with the Salvation Army?
It's 25 years for me now. I worked in South America for 14 years doing mission work, and when I came back to the United States, I discovered the Salvation Army has the same mission that I wanted to do, and that's to help others. And so here I am for 25 years.
Well, you and Regina, the bilingual, I think that helps in this area. How much Spanish language assistance is needed in this community now?
Well, there's an awful lot because most of the people newly arriving here as immigrants, we've been to different homes where people don't even have a bed to sleep on. So there's a great need. Most families are way below the poverty level. So we're doing our best to help them as well as everyone that comes to our facility for a need. We do all we can to help them.
Well, we talked a lot about the local programs, the local services here. Of course, Salvation Army also does a lot nationally, disaster services. Pretty busy summer on that front, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. As a matter of fact, my wife went 2 weeks down to Naples, Florida, where it didn't get in the news too much, but there were many dozens of trailers blown away, and a lot of those immigrant workers that harvest vegetables and fruits were they were still unsure where they were going to live. There was a lot of damage, a lot of mansions blown away, and people just all across the United States, the entire Salvation Army deployed thousands and thousands of people to help in Houston. And right now in Puerto Rico, in many places, the work continues.
Not only can you help out locally and help the people right here in our community, but you can also help out when disaster strikes anywhere. We're almost out of time. Captain Kelly Durant with the Winchester Salvation Army. Anything else you want to add about what's going on with the organization?
No, just that we have a lot of fun and when we're working together, and we just invite everyone out because it's just a great experience to see the smile on faces on the faces of the children and on the people when we help them. And so we just would love for everyone to come out and meet us, come out and have a good time serving others.
And we've got the frozen turkeys. We need a bunch between now and Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And you also have the Red Kettle campaign. A lot of locations in town, a lot of hours to ring that bell and really raise money to support some great efforts throughout the year. So if people want to bring by a turkey or volunteer, they should come by and see you guys at Fort Collier Road.
That's right. Or give us a call, too, at 540-662-4777.
Captain Kelly Durant with the Salvation Army Winchester Corps, thank you so much for your time, and have a happy holiday season.
We wish the same for you and everyone over at Centennial Radio.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.